in Simon Yutes. So we did Sif Gimel, but we did not do the Mishaburas on Sif Gimel yet. So we're holding Mishaburas of Katan Tes. So the question is, at what point in the morning, can the person, does the Chiv Sitzes take effect? So the Shulchan Aruch says Mishiyakir. Mr. Burr says, "Who has man? The Mishayir is chaver rogal imay ksas brichu garba amas viyakirenu." It's the equivalent of this man is the time that the Mor also mentions that if I can see somebody that I'm vaguely familiar with, at a distance of 4 amas, it's light enough that I could recognize him. Which that's the Zman which is mentioned by Kriya Shema when Kriya Shema takes effect. So there are those who suggest that possibly these are two different Zmanim, and therefore we would have to talk about Halacha to be a Zman of Alus HaShachar and then a Zman of and the Zman Mishayakar Betchelis Lelavon. With the assumption of Allah, the says that they are the same Zman. Now, the Mishabur does not tell you exactly how long it is, what this time frame is, but the Mishabur later on in Simon and Ches, there's the Shulchan Aruch and the Bir Allah. Mishabur, all you know, the Ramah says that the amount of time it's after Elul Shachar is basically what they call it Isur Shah, 1/10 of an hour, which would be 6 minutes, or the Ramah says, "Shir Nitzachama who kamoi shir shah achar kadam achas kadam shiala kol gufa shemesh al oritz," which that's like I don't know what that means. So the Mishabur and Sivkot and Tez bring Isser Shaw. Weinberg Rosh, a custom circle, Shlish Isser Shaw. Weinberg Loch. And there's a long Berg Loch over here to try and figure out exactly what that means. So that the Prima Gadam says it's Be'erik Isser Shaw. So it's approximately a tenth of an hour, which is 6 minutes. The calculation which we use for the Zman of Mishayakar, which is relevant for Tzitzis and for Birchus Kriya Shema, are very not precise. Basically, there was a Masara in the Zman, which we, many people use. Some people try and work out that calculation over there within that Bir Halacha. Some say that there was a Masara in Yerushalayim for a certain amount of time, and taking that time which they had over there and extrapolating it to other places in the world, you would use the idea of, you would calculate it based on the amount of degrees below the horizon that time would be, and then you would extrapolate anywhere else in the world. That's the theory. But that itself, if there's a Masara in Yerushalayim for a certain time, is like, where'd that come from? We're making a very precise time based on something which is somewhat imprecise in a certain sense. So when you get stuck on these manim on the charts, there's probably leeway a little bit, because the numbers themselves are not totally precise. So the Rosh Brura says, the Ramah said that if you put on from Holos HaShachar and onwards, you can make a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch said not. You have to wait until Misha Yakar. The Vayin Rehav Locha is a cut in Yud. Vayin Rehav Grom, sorry. She posted to the Shulchan Aruch that you cannot make a bracha from Holos HaShachar. People got him calls him a shot the chukah. Hamekol haniach meolos hashachar veelach in garim. But if it's difficult to do it later, you can rely on olos hashachar. Lakapanim the chachil bavari nochem ma'oid lahamtin them the work at shiakar bein tchilas lovin. You should wait till the later time. Vinir dilat daser eli rabba. But you have it near that feel in beirach karmel hashachar liyashi vorech the shem olach karaj tiksus yoyim belayla chayv. So a person comes and says that he made a bracha, he misread the calendar, and he made a bracha, and he realized that he made a bracha before Olos HaShachar on his talus. Well, you can't make a bracha again, because according to Rosh, that talus was chayav even Belaila. So you would be yotzei, so you cannot make a bracha again. Okay. So the Ramah says, in the case where it's before Olos HaShachar, you would put it on without a bracha, and kasher yoyim yimashish boi bivorach yimashish boi yiralef rotzalar mebetzitzios. The mishpah is referring to the tzitzis, not the baget. Okay. Zot the mechaber simiyot test. Zman birchas tzitzis. So when's the proper time? In the process of putting on tzitzis to make the bracha. So tzitzis chayves gavrahu v'lo chayves mona. So it's not a chiyav on the garment, which would then kick in immediately as soon as you own the garment, but rather it's when you put it on the person. V'lo chayves mona shekol zman she'en aloy v'shatalas potem tzitzis. As long as you're not wearing the talis, you're not chayven tzitzis. V'chayne mavark ala siyas tzitzis she'en mitzela b'li. So you can't make a bracha when you make the tzitzis in the garment, because there's no mitzvah at that point in time at all. It's the mitzvah really, like we saw before in Siman Yud Gimel, like Abi Shabbos, the mitzvah only kicks in once you're wearing it, and then you have a chiyuv to put tzitzis in. So we said, well, you did that already, good. So now you're fulfilling that concept. But we said on Shabbos, you ought to put on the baget, because there's nothing wrong putting on the baget. Once you're wearing it, you put on the tzitzis. But obviously, I can't. So you're allowed to wear the beggar like that. That was how we understood over there. Mishaburus of cotton olive, loy chavis mona. And there was seven yud zayins of cotton hay, mashuk sav tishom. And we call it chavis gavra, not chavis gavra, it's, you know, it's somewhere in the middle. Potter mitzitzis, you should make tzitzis on the corners of your garments. I own the garments. So this pasuk adds the condition of asher techasebo. Only wearing it. So you don't make a bracha on the tzitzis. It's a learner be'ez hatalosim bebeg when you put them in the garment. You make the bracha when you put it on. If the tzitzis is tore after you put the garment on, sort of the pasha, you can't wear it like that without tzitzis. If you take it off, take it off, put in tzitzis. You put it back on, that situation, when you put it back on, you make a new bracha because that's like a new mice. That's not, you know, the reason we took it off, like, because of the problem. Like that's like a hepsik in your original bracha on Levisha, and you start it over again. Af shalom should take, even though that's going to happen very quickly. You'll make a bracha el b'levisha soy dalit. Who then be mezuzah? So similar to halacha we find by mezuzah. The kind of one the chayv is a dor he. So I own a house. I'm not living in it. I'm owning a building. I'm not living in it. There's no chiyuv mezuzah. Chiyuv mezuzah is only when the person starts using it. So it's like over here when I start wearing the garment. That'd be the parallel. So therefore, in the work, al mezuzah rak kishahu nichtanas lo de rabayas take it from miyad. So the bracha only makes sense when you're basically moving in. Those who mamish dema the datifa. So that'd be the case, which is like the case of atifa, that we make the bracha before you put it on, but you put it on immediately. So we're also, you make a bracha before you move in, but you're moving in immediately. Or he says shekarai dorbo, you already have moved in. So the question being, a person lives in his house and he goes away and he's gone for a long period of time and he comes back, does he make a new bracha on his mezuzahs? Now, it's not when you say going away, you'd have to do the following. We hold that if you're using a place for storage for your items, it's also chayv and mezuzah. So when we would say he's gone for a long time, he took all of his items with him, left his house with his items for an extended period of time. Comes back home, does he make a new bracha? So Gregor says, really, you should make it a bracha. Maisa, we don't. He says, the minute it became established that the bracha was said, b'shas kaviya, likboya mezuzah. So we don't make a bracha in that situation. Even though theoretically you should. Just pointing out, I talked about mezuzah already, just wanted that. In Chutz La'aretz, if you buy a house, so you're chayav in mezuzah right away. If you're renting, so the chiyav for rental, in Eretz Yisrael, the chiyav right away. In Chutz La'aretz, it's only 130 days have passed. So the 30 days start from when you start moving items into the house, even though you haven't moved in yet. Because that's the beginning of when you're starting to use the house. So that's called your base dira. So you have that application of that concept. Or if you buy a house and you start moving things in, you have the key right there. Now, by the case of the rental, you don't make a bracha before 30 days. You have to have 30 days up and then you make the bracha. In the case of buying it, you make a bracha right away. But not when you buy it, when you start moving items in. Okay, base. Also talis l'tzarech tachrichin. And some of you test said base. A person made a talis which he's going to use as part of his tachrichin. When a person is nifter, we bury him in a whole set of garments. So in the final garment is a talis. So a person made a talis to tzarech tachrichin. Abishalosh the pomme bechayiv is potter. Now, he's put them in tzitzis. Now, our minhag is we don't put tzitzis in the tachrichim, which it's a big discussion in the Achronim. Why? But that's the minhag. Famous mice of the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan held that the minhag was wrong. He should put in tzitzis in tachrichim, and he actually was mitzava the Chevra Kedisha when he was nifter. They should bury him in a talis with tzitzis in it. I mean, we actually take the tzitzis out of the talis. He said, they should bury him with his talis with the tzitzis still in it. As they were lowering him into the kever, one of the corners of the talis got caught on the side, something sticking out from the side of the kever, and ripped off. So at the end, he had a posel of beggar, which was not chayav in tzitzis. So it was taken by the people who were there, commented, it was apparently a siman shemayim that the minhag should be continued. But there is a discussion in halacha. There is, you know, definitely should was holding. You put tzitzis in here, but they say there's no chiyuv tzitzis mikir adin. Now he's potter. So why is he potter? Mr. Burst of cotton hay. Now chorinim maski the davka l'das a rosh. Tvot leil b'simin yeches ksus am yuchad l'layla fila b'yar. So the argument is that we look at the garment, not the time you're wearing it. So because over here, a garment which is made to be worn after a person, basically it's made for, that's the Eloch HaKsus Laila Golo Mizeh, you know, it's made to be worn after a person is nifter. So Honami the Ksus Laila Dami. Shrei Meis, Patim Mitzvahs. So a Ksus is a Miyukhar for that, even if you wear it B'yoyim, i.e. B'chayim, you would be Patim. Aval das a Rambam, the mechayv ksus lada b'yoyim. So it's, you look at when you're wearing and not what you're wearing. So if you wear ksus lada b'yoyim mechayv, so you wear the krichim mechayv, he should be chayv. Gamas a chayv. Because we have a subakuda passing like the Rush of the Rambam. So if you'd want to use them, you'd have to put in tzitzis, but with no bracha. Okay, Mar Krei have gotten Shaloyv Shin Umachadin Laharis Lakanim Midosim. They put it on to act as a model, to model the garment for the purchaser. So the goal isn't really to wear it, the goal is just to use it as they're acting as the mannequin. They're showing off the garment. So the law is, that's not chayv and tzitzis, paturin. That's not considered a labisha, which is chayv and tzitzis. The more actually discusses this in the context of the issur of shatness. The more it says, behold, davar sheni miskaven is mutter. So according to Rav Shimon, davar sheni miskaven is mutter. So a person would wear shatness for the purpose of showing it off, even though he might get some benefit from it, that's not his kavanah, would not be osur. So flipping that around to the mitzvah tzitzis, which, you know, basically we connected to this levisha of this levisha of that. So similarly, be potter. Now, the loyvish son laharib is as a meches after the chayv and tzitzis k'moy gabi kolayim. The more says it's, you know, it's wrong. So they had a place where they had a tax on merchandise. Not on what you're wearing. So a fellow selling a baggin, so he's wearing the baggin, so he's nothing to pay a tax. So he puts on 15 jackets, right? So he's wearing doesn't pay taxes on, right? So they just look at his suitcase and there's like very little items in there, but they haven't noticed that he's like, looks like a very bulky guy, right? You know, so Moore says it's also to do that because it's dinam achus adina, it's also to do that. The Gemara says, but what about in the context of the Isser of Klai? Let's say we're talking about a case of a meches, which the muchas is not. The Gemara says, the din of muchas, the din of meches, of a tax, is only applies if the person is following the guidelines of the king. But if the. What was very common in the time of the Gemara was the way it worked, was the king didn't want to wait for his revenue. So basically, somebody would come along and, you know, pay the king X amount of money to buy the right to collect taxes. So we estimate that the tax of the head tax of the area is going to be it'll be 10,000 rubles. So you give the king 10,000 rubles. Then he goes and collects whatever he wants. So he collects 20,000 rubles, right? So the Gemara says that's not dinam achus adina anymore, because he's if he's not doing it based on the rules of what the king would be expecting to do. But of course, it happened very commonly. That's what the Gemara calls a muchas. The Gemara doesn't have choice things to say about muchsim. Because of this problem. They weren't collecting the taxes of the king, they collected their own taxes at their own rates. So that situation, if that's the situation, you shouldn't feel any compunction of fooling the meches and wearing a double garment. What about if the beggar is client? So over here, your goal is, the reason why you're putter for paying the taxes is because since you're wearing it, you're putter. So your goal is you want to wear it. Seems like you have no interest in having the benefit of a garment in the sense of the warmth or the protection, etc. That's not your goal. But your goal is to wear the garment as a levisha. So Moore said, that's already a problem with Klein. So Mishabur said, Lachar, we could argue that it should be Chaim and Tzitzis in that situation also. Okay. Simon Chav. Person buys a talis which already has tzitzis in it from a Jew. So we are allowed to assume the mistama he was done by kashrus. Omi tagger en a Yehudi, you buy it from a Yehudi who's a middleman. He's in business. So we trust him, and he says he bought it from Shuk, because over here we have a chazaka of lemari umnosayo. They don't want to undermine their credibility because that would be bad for their business.
So for this purpose, is that sufficient to say that he's reliable? Kasha the kibbutz the tagger whom chazaka shel kacham yisrael. We assume he bought it from a shul. The Gemara now she doesn't want to undermine his status. Avol locha meani huli sheno tagger. You bought it from a non-Jew who's not in business. So psula, we assume that we can't assume, we have to assume that they're posel. Okay, so cut off me yisrael. Feel ain makar oisar shu kosher benem. Even though he's not familiar with this Jew, that he's a reliable person. Feel hachi talinan stav the stami yisrael beches is kosher. We have a right to rely that in general Jews were kosher. Mavari tavon ushazaran utlaon nishmas. He made the sitzes halachically properly. Im lo shulchos, unless he's known to be a choshud, he's known to be a person who's not reliable, that he doesn't take mitzvah seriously. That's a different ballgame. But if he's not known in that way, we can assume that he's kosher. Call it kosher. I'm your day. Simon Kofites. From a tagger and a Yehudi, or from a Yehudi who's a businessman, I feel in a mosak liktus talisus rak. He's not a person who's known that his business is buying talisus rak mosak liktus sharon scharis. Generally, he's known to deal with other merchandise. Feel hachi neman. Even so, he's neman. So, in other words, if a person, his whole business is buying talisus from Jews and reselling to other Jews, it's very stupid for his part to say something which is not correct, because the people find out about it, they're not going to buy any talisim from him anymore. This fellow does his business in diamonds. Once in a while, he has a talis, he sells it also. Right? It's not really his focus of his business. So we say, well, you know, why should he be worried? He gets caught lying about the talis. Okay, but he still sells his diamonds. He says, no. He recognizes the fact that his credibility is still going to be challenged, even though he only lied about the talus, not about any diamonds, right? But people are not going to trust him about diamonds anymore if he knows that he lied about the talus. So he doesn't want to take that chance. And for the Torah, Lemari Nafshak, he's not going to undermine his himself. But he bought it from now the Ramah said no the Mechaber said no the Ramah said he bought it from Yisrael Neman. So we don't believe he's going to lie what happened. So he tells you he bought it from a Jew. He probably bought it from a Jew. Is he buying from a Jew who's reliable? I don't know. He says he bought it from a Jew who's reliable, who's known to be... Yeah, he bought it from Mr. Greenfeld, who makes talis. Okay, he's not going to lie about that, really, because he really bought it from somebody else, because it's going to undermine his credibility if it's found out. And Mr. Greenfeld makes talis and knows what he's doing. So I know that Mr. Greenfeld was the source, because he told me that he's not going to lie about that. And I know Mr. Greenfeld makes talis properly. One of them tells him, he says, yeah, I bought it from your uncle. He's not lying. Who says I should trust your uncle? Right? I'm a lavush. The muchuch minayz she ain tzarach atagar loymer shekana min neaman. That he asked it. He bought it from somebody who's specifically known to be reliable and trustworthy about talisim. You don't need to do that. The filu b'stam yisrael. He said, buy from your uncle. Kosher kumay yisrael shekana min yisrael. Basically, we're getting back to the same thing. When I buy from Yaakov, I write this from Yaakov, knows what he's doing, and he did it properly. Even though I have no prior knowledge about Yaakov. So the goy tells me he bought it from Yaakov, the same thing. Now, but the Ramah seems to say, no, the tagger has to tell me he bought it from Yisrael Nema. There's a requirement, he has to say that phrase. The Ramah says that's not true. Now, after the guy with Ramah, Saver Cain. Maybe that's what he meant also. That he tells you he bought it from a Jew. So the Ramah's phrase should be Armish Lakacha Mi Yisrael. So what's this word Neman? He says the word Neman over here is not a modifier, it's not an adjective. It's a verb. If he tells you that he bought it from a Jew, the law is he is Neman. So the word Neman over here means he is Neman. So the word Neman is describing the Tagger, not the Jew who's reliable. So that's what he means. It's coming back to as a verb for the about the tiger.
Shouldn't it flow with kosher? Does it still flow with kosher?
Well, well, the Mechaber says Mitagar Shen Eni Hudi Kosher. That's all the Mechaber said, right? The Ramah comes along and throws in these words, as long as Hudi told you that he bought it from a Yisrael, he is believed, and therefore it's kosher. That's what it would boil down to, according to him. B'Hisa Ramah Zelo Harvis Lono Hasor the Dafkal Tiburos Mechinen Omein Aloy. We need him to tell us something, and we rely on when he tells us. But if he didn't say anything, right? You come back to him and say, "What'd you do?" He says, "I didn't lie. I didn't." He doesn't see there's a diminishing of his credibility. He says, "You bought a piece of cloth. What do you have for me? Like, I didn't promise you anything." So if the Tagger and Yehudi never said it came from Yisrael, reliable, you know, he never said that phrase, so we can't use it by him, from him, because there's no potential mor nafshei if it turns out no good. At least in his mind, he doesn't see that people are not going to trust him anymore because, and that's business. Listen, they're not saying that they don't do business. You know, you wheel and you deal, etc. He's saying that you're not going to go something and say something which is a lie, which if you're caught, then you have no credibility. So he's believed because Lomar Nafshe. I'm going to Ram Shakos of Dafka Gabi Talis bin Tzitziyosel Shabchinan al Sor Zu Maminum Lay. So the Gabi, the Tzitziyosel of Talis, we rely on this Sor of Lomar Nafshe. Shulain Derech Nochri and Lutlu Tzitziyosel will be big day. So in general, we don't see the guy making Tzitziyosel. I will lead the Tzitziyosel also off me Tiger. Shemelo Hoya Tviyah Vashizira Lishmo. So we assume that the guy is not making tzitzis. So probably Jew put it in right. Here we have a new stick over here. A guy is selling you tzitzis. Maybe he made the tzitzis. I don't know. And if he didn't make him with lishmo. V'chein posek ataz and derechaim, their mach. Or v'yesh v'kilim zeh that somehow we disagree and say that it's mutter. I remember the Chaim Shus Yaakov that he skimmed the techa the Esek Hatagger who lived in the Sitzes of Yisrael with Limkur Mutter Mitagger. If that's his business, is buying for, and selling. So again, there's a low Mari Nafshi. If what he's doing is not kosher, that's very dangerous for him.
But we would actually think that Goyim would make Sitzes. I mean, they wouldn't make Talis, but they make Sitzes. Understand?
Well, they're not busy putting tzitzis into talasim.
Okay, I understand.
Right?
But why would
if he tells you, sells you thread, a string, maybe he made the string, I don't know. He sees the Jews are selling the string. If I'm a guy, I walk into the store and they say, I see these strings over here, looks like what you can produce, you know, in the factory for 50 cents a piece, selling it for 40 bucks. I'd also make them and sell them, right? Right?
He could imitate it, I guess. He could get it.
Yeah, it's not rocket science to figure them out, right? Uh-huh. So why not?
Mm-hmm. Is Mechaber arguing on the fact that the Tiger has to say anything?
I don't think he's learning like that. I think he's learning the remorse. It's clarifying.
Clarifying that argument.
Yeah. Right. Maybe buy some a stamagoy. He's not a tiger, it's possible. Psula. Shemu atzmi also says it's made by a bag, and maybe he put the sisters in. Koshkin also linked his man of tzitzis. The shemaloi nitu lishmo. Maybe the tzitzis were not made lishmo. Mikain poshut afilu im yirtza latir meabeged lekoshim mechodesh. It's also taking him out and putting him back in. So if the problem is he made put the tzitzis in the bag, and so you'll take him out and put him back in, but it doesn't help you. Maybe he made the tzitzis. Once the talus mitzietzes b'shuk is kosher. However, if you found a talus with some mitzietzes and leaving aside hilchos Shabbos Aveda, so in a case where the lach will be that you're allowed to keep it, so it's kosher. For the mice, it's a miyut being made in a non-kosher way. Now, v'osher lishloach tzitzes afilu p'sukin v'shazur na'yidei abed gedulim im loy b'shtech v'sam. You require two seals when you send it through a goy. Two seals means basically has to be an infallible seal. That's a Gemara, actually. The Gemara is actually close. The Gemara says that it regards to tchelis. We're applying it not just to tchelis, but to any tzitzis.
The famous of feeling has been on the shizurin is that.
Yeah, what's the,
what is that referring to?
That would not be kosher. What do you mean? A feel of psukim b'shuzirim al yedei or dechut.
No. Also, the shtar tzitzim, even the tzitzim, all the tzitzim are psukim b'shuzirim, you cannot send it through a goy.
Not.
He's the transporter.
Transporter.
Psukim is broken and shuzirim is twined.
Psukim means they're cut into size. In other words, so that might make it, you know, the more you process it, the harder it is for the goy to imitate it and replace. You know, so I made it. What are we afraid of? That the goy is going to take these and do something with them and replace it with something else, which is not kosher. So that's the, you know. So the more it's recognizable as being done by the Jew, probability. So be more of an argument that it's mutter. So that's not true.
We just said that the goy is able to make them,
right? So the case of the Gemara, that's the thing. The Gemara's case was tchelis. So you know, see, here is like the, you know, the goy's motivation could be to take the item for himself and replace it with something else. He could sell the tchelis, and then you know, he replaces it with a cheaper imitation, and he can go sell the tchelis somewhere for a higher price. So he has a motivation to do that. So we don't trust him that he's. In his delivery, he might have wanted to switch it. And it sits in itself. I'm not sure what why we have a chashash by the lovin. Okay, Bays. Ain Markham and Sitzes and Sietzes Loy Bekachavim. We don't sell towels which have Sitzes in it to a goy. Shema Yislavim Yisrael Baderach Biargeno, because he might wear it, traveling together. The Jew will see him, it's a Jew. They'll walk together, and the problem is now we're concerned that the Gemara talks about he won't be in his guard, and that he's in danger that the guy might attack him. The poskim can assume that nowadays that shot doesn't apply. Nowadays we assume that because of the government, etc. I mean, I guess it depends on where you are, but
yes.
All right, fine. But I feel a mashkin or a half your talus and she has to say it's a love of is also. So you get using it as a mashkin with the same problem. Elim ken hu lefi shor, the lek of the mechush loha. Unless you're doing it for a very short period of time. So the goy can't, you know, use it and give it, he has to give back to you. He has to be ready to give back to you any second. But if it's going to be there for a while, the goy will use it for his subterfuge, you know, kill a Jew on the way and then later on give you back the talus. As for the mashkin, so that's what we're afraid of. Which is finished on the shippers over here on this. Even if he's in business, the gamu chashal al shvichas domim, we give their right. So those other problems, we, you know, business is business, but you know, whatever, pleasure is pleasure. So now it comes out, we were saying before that the tiger got it from a Jew, but no Jew's allowed to sell it to him. Teres says, but the mice says, that happened too. Shemi Yislava, we're afraid they might use that as a mistake to enjoy the accompany him. Now, there's another, certainly more than more, says the second reason why you can't sell because of the chashash of zayinah. What's the chashash? Pirsh Rashi. If a person would give his talis, mitzuyetzis, to the zayinah besnana. No, I'm sorry. That the goy will give the talis to the zayinah as her esna. But the zayinah will say, besemer, she still nosan law, that you still gave it to her. Because whatever reason she might want to do that, and she'll say the name, so she'll totally besmirch somebody's name, which is not deservedly so. You can't sell to a non-Jewish woman.
And that would
so that means even mizman hazeh, which we don't have the concern of the shechus damim issue, we still have the zayin issue.
Really, I mean, just somebody, respectable citizen.
Yep. That's a problem which applies even nowadays. Lefishah. So you can't give it to the goy, even lefishah. Now, avalim heiser at tzitzis. If you took the tzitzis out of the garments, avishan yishruach and the kavim mutafilim kadosh talos anachri. To sell it, you can sell it, even though if there's no tzitzis in it, you're allowed to sell it. Even though you left the place for the tzitzis. The hole there, etc. So that'd be more to. Okay, let's hold it here.